Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. Mark Schatz is here, and my name is Paul Adams, and we're ready to study in the book of Jonah. We'll be in chapter 3 today, but as we think about that, we'll think about what happened in chapters 1 and 2. We know that God told Jonah to go and to proclaim the word in the city of Nineveh. It was a great city, and in that great city it was also full of great wickedness. And God tells Jonah to go preach against that city, and Jonah's afraid. He gets on a ship and sails the opposite direction. He runs away from Nineveh, and he runs away from God. There comes a great storm, and we see that Jonah is asleep, and the people on the ship wake him up. And through a course of events, Jonah is thrown overboard, but God does not allow Jonah to drown. In fact, he prepares a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah prays to God from inside the fish, and after 3 days, Jonah is vomited up on the dry land. Is that what you have observed so far, Mark?
Yeah, we've learned a lot of things, Paul, in the first two chapters about Jonah and the way God handles people and the way God leads people to repentance. And we're going to see that continue on into chapter 3 as we look at this. And what I'll do is I'll read chapter 3, first 5 verses, and then we'll go back and look verse by verse at some really interesting points that about God and some interesting points about obedience and God and sinners and all of that as we go through here. The book continues to be chock full of interesting things, things that are profitable to teach us about God and how we should respond to Him. So I'll go ahead and read Jonah chapter 3, the first 5 verses, beginning with verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you." So Jonah arose, and he went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' walk. Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Paul, when we back up to verse 1 of here, it says here, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time." And then he goes on to saying, but just looking at that first verse, what does that tell you about God when it talks there in that verse?
I'm impressed with God when we read this, with how patient He is with Jonah. That here, God has not only preserved Jonah from drowning, He's going to give him another chance to do what He initially told him to do. He is going to give him another chance to go and to preach to Nineveh. Now, I want you to notice, Mark, and for our listeners, that as we look at this, when God speaks to him a second time, the command doesn't change. God still wants him to do the same thing.
Yeah, Paul, that's a really interesting thing to me, is that, you know, if I was dealing with Jonah instead of God, and Jonah ran away like he did, the next time that I gave him a mission, it probably wouldn't be, like, as important of a mission. But God's not that way. It's really interesting as we see and we get to know God in Jonah, that when Jonah ran from God the first time, that he ran and God followed him in a sense. And God did all these things to get him to repent and to get him to return. And then right here in chapter 3, after the great fish vomited Jonah out onto dry land, the word of the Lord came to him the second time and gave him the exact same mission. And it's pretty exciting to me to think about that, that when we stray from God and we truly repent and return to Him, that God forgives us of that sin and doesn't hold it against us and wants us to do the work that He has for us. And we see that here with Jonah. God says to him in verse 2, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, proclaim to it the proclamation which I'm going to tell you." And it's pretty interesting. We're going to see that Jonah obeys. But look at what he's to go with there in verse 2. He is to go without a message at this point. and he is to go, and God will tell him what to say. So there's some trust in Jonah that God will give him the words that he needs to say. And we see that as we go on down through there, that he has those words.
It's also interesting, Mark, to note that God still wants Nineveh to get the message. He wants to use Jonah, and he still wants Nineveh to get the message. God has shown great mercy to Jonah, and he is wanting that his message will be proclaimed to this exceedingly wicked city as well. Now, Mark, as we look down at verse 3, we see that Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. He didn't get on a ship again and run away to Tarshish, but instead he gets himself together. He takes off for Nineveh, and that was according to the word of the Lord. And it was a great city, a very large city. And so Jonah this time goes, and he approaches that city.
Yeah, there's so much in that phrase in verse 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Here in this instance, with Jonah at least, you have a pure definition of obedience to God. Jonah got up, he went, and he did exactly what God told him to do. And that's what he should have done in chapter 1. But we learn so much by him running in chapter 1 and what happens to him in chapter 2. We see in chapter 3 that pure obedience, that he arose and went according to the word of the Lord. And that's what we should do. As we live our lives, we should live our lives just simply according to the word of the Lord, trusting that he's right and that he's doing things and that he commands things for our own good. And that's what you see Jonah doing. Walking on that road, going to Nineveh. And it talks about how Nineveh is an exceedingly great city. A 3 days walk, it shows you the magnitude of the city. Whether it took 3 days to walk through it, or 3 days to walk around it, or 3 days to cover every neighborhood in it, any of those tells you that it's an exceedingly great city. And when we look back to chapter 1, we see where God mentioned Nineveh. He said that their wickedness had come up before him. So not only was it an exceedingly great city in a physical size, in a physical sense, but it was a exceedingly wicked city. And God sends Jonah with God's word to see what can be done about that. And we're going to see some amazing things as you look down through here. In verse 4, it says, "Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk." So he's a third of the way done, if you want to look at it in that sense. And it says he begins to go through the city 1 day's walk. "He cried out and said, 'Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.'" That's the message that the people of Nineveh, who were exceedingly wicked, that's the message God wanted them to hear. That if they continued in their wickedness, they were going to be destroyed. They were going to be overthrown. And I'm impressed with Jonah here in verse 4, because although he ran the first time, when God gave him a second chance, he did according to the word of the Lord, and he goes into that city and he cries out. It's not like he's trying to be quiet, so maybe nobody will hear him, but he cries out and he fully gives himself to the work that God wants him to do. And you see a result there. Paul, what's the result?
Well, before we look at that, Mark, it's not an easy thing to tell people that they're wrong. It could not be easy for Jonah to go into a very large city and a very wicked city and to say, 40 more days and you're going down. You're going to be overthrown. But you know what happens when he does what God says? Is the question you asked me. Is the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed they were sinful. They needed to change their ways. And in fact, they show their sorrow and their repentance by proclaiming a fast and putting on sackcloth. And it was all the people. It wasn't just a few who happened to hear Jonah. But here, the city as a whole, from the greatest of them to the least of them, they put on sackcloth and they begin to mourn. What we learn about this, Mark, I think, is that no matter how wicked we think people are, people can change.
Yeah, Paul, you see that here. We're going to see as we look through this one and go into the next lesson here that people change from the greatest to the least. The wickedness was so bad it came up before God. They were that wicked. And then we're also going to see next week that even the king of Nineveh responded to the gospel. So Jonah thought maybe they wouldn't listen, or we're going to see maybe later that he thought they would listen, whatever his motives were. But there was an exceedingly great wicked people, and they all were able to listen to the word of God and sorrowful and changed.
And we'll leave that as a teaser for the next lesson. But we hope that you'll join us as we pick up in the Jonah chapter 3 and as we study along together. And we hope that you'll join us next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.